workout songs.
Yes, so you heard little Chloe announcing that she is here in the studio. She is not the one suggesting the workout song today. It's her dad. Adam Guler is here. Adam knows about a martial art that has been used by the Israeli army. It's called Krav Maga. Adam teaches it in... Oh, hello there. He teaches it in Darwin. He's also a PE teacher at Essington School. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Chloe.
Say hello. She already said hello.
Yeah, she did already say hello. tell me about Krav Maga.
Yeah, it's a martial arts from Israel, and it was developed just after World War II. And Chloe wants to tell you. She knows all about it. And it's implemented in the Israeli Defence Force. So it's quite modern and practical. And it's just really focuses on diffusing a situation quickly. And
how does it differ from something like karate, I suppose, that we'd probably be familiar with?
It's not as traditional in that sense that it's very practical. It's very modern. We do a lot of stuff that's different.
Like what? Give me an example.
It'd be things like multiple attackers. So things, if you had three or four people attacking you at once, how you would deal with that situation. Also weapon defences, gun defences.
When you teach it here in Darwin, are you teaching people how to, use a gun? What?
Yeah, I mean, because it's an army-based sort of system, they do incorporate that in it. But, I mean, basic knife defences, we do teach that. Higher grades start to get into gun defences.
So, say for example, let's just talk about what you mean when you're saying a knife defence. Is she right? She's not crawling on any kind of cord or anything? No, she's right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Say there's a knife, a situation where somebody is coming at you with a knife.
Well, the first thing I teach people is to comply. And that's the first thing that we do. And always I say to my clients is, you know, if you can avoid a situation or prevent it, that's your best form of self-defense. So if someone pulled out a knife on me and I had my family with me, they wanted my wallet, I'd say, there you go. And that's your form of self-defense. So we practice that. So when you get into a situation and you're under pressure, you've got something in your brain to sort of fall back on and say, okay, that's the first thing to do is comply. And then after that, if you need to use a little bit of self-defense, we do things like knife threats or knife attacks, how to defend yourself, which is more modern. And that's why it's sort of developed with the army. And then, as I said, higher grades do gun defenses, but even things such as a stick defense. If someone picked up a branch or a stick and was striking with you, how would you sort of defend yourself? And a lot of traditional arts don't really focus on that, and especially multiple people. A lot of conflicts today are normally in group situations where it's two against four, you know, or more. And we sort of focus on helping people to become competent in a short period of time to help defend themselves.
So how did you discover Krav Maga?
I was training in a lot of traditional martial arts, a little bit of MMA, and I just came across
What's MMA?
Mixed martial arts.
Okay.
A bit of boxing, and I came across it, and I just knew straight away that I'd been in a few conflicts, and martial arts is sort of my career, so I knew that it was very practical, it was very simple, and it was something that I wanted to pick up and learn and master.
I always hear when people talk about martial arts, is she okay, Chloe?
Yeah, she's
good.
She's just excited.
She
wants to talk.
Okay, well, come on up to the microphone. How old is Chloe?
Chloe's 9.5 months.
Debut on the radio?
That's right.
You're right there, sweet?
She's good.
Whenever I speak to her, she goes quiet.
Yep.
Oh, no, okay, all right. You be quiet there then now. Oh, goodness me, I know. Whenever I hear people talk about martial arts, I hear this message of it's not about attacking, it's about defence. It's not about trying to create a situation. Like the evil guy in Karate Kid, that's what I think about. I think about the guy in Karate Kid who was the bad one versus the guy in Karate Kid who was the good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, as I said before, there's so many things, especially when I run women's seminars, that you could do beforehand to prevent something from escalating. Things like making sure someone knows where you are, or if you're walking down a street and it's dark. I ask the question, what are you doing on that street in the first place? Why aren't you in a taxi? You know, why don't you cross the road? Why aren't you with a group of people? All of those little things. And then preventing a situation when it does escalate, keeping calm. Might be, you know, just buying someone a drink and saying sorry, you know, and then you sort of get out of that situation. So they're the things that we predominantly focus on. But at the same time, recognizing and having an awareness that I am in danger here and that this person is an aggressor. A lot of people don't read those signs when it comes to body language. So you really need to pick up on those cues and then say, well, maybe I need to do something now before it does get out of hand. And often it is low-level stuff like maybe just a palm strike or leave in, and hopefully that diffuses the situation before it gets out of control.
You need to be fit and healthy, I presume, to be able to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You do need to be fit and healthy. The classes are, they go for an hour to an hour and a half. And especially if you've got three or four people coming at you, you definitely need to be fit and healthy. But I mean, I've got some people, I've got one guy, Ray, he's a good client of mine. He started with us when he was 63. And he's probably my number one client, and he gets into it all the time. And he was actually attacked at Nightcliffe and was shocked, you know, a little bit in shock, and sort of, yeah, he used it as an avenue to become healthy and fit, and realize that, you know, he can do something. And we got a really good club feel down there, so it's also a social factor.
Yeah,
a lot of people come and enjoy it as well, and with time people get fit. So if you're not too fit, that's not too much of a concern. With time, we'll get you into shape.
We like to encourage people to do a little bit of exercise at least a couple of times a week, and so we've asked you to suggest a workout song today.
Absolutely, and I went with AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Why?
I just love it. It's the guitar, it's the beat, it's everything. It just gets me motivated. I think Chloe loves it as well. We train in the morning together, so...
You train in the morning with Chloe?
She gets up sometimes, and... Daddy will be doing a workout and she'll just be laughing and playing, and yeah, she loves it.
This is for you, 9.5-month-old Chloe, AC/DC Thunderstruck. It's your workout song, chosen by Adam Gula, who's been telling us about the martial art of Krav Maga.